The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics just announced some very, very bad news. The national unemployment rate jumped to 5.1% in March, which is the highest it's been in 3 years. Here with more on this disturbing trend is a member of the best-looking political team on radio. Hi, Brian Donovan.
Hello, Faith. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for looking so good.
It's my job. We hear a lot of troubling information, I would say, about the economy. But too often, these things can be nameless, faceless statistics, mm-hmm. you know, but that's until now. This week, Faith, we learned of a great American who is having trouble finding work.
Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Faith. Former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is currently unemployed.
I know why he left office, but that he can't find another job. He does seem very capable.
Well,
he rose to some lofty ranks.
He did. But according to the New York Times, associates of Alberto Gonzalez have been offering his name around various D.C. and New York law firms. And as of yet, none have been interested.
That's really?
Yes.
Alberto Gonzalez has a very, very strong creative interpretation of the law. The man has some talent. I mean, you know, for instance, with the Constitution and the Geneva Convention, that was creatively interpreted.
Uh-huh.
Brian Donovan, he is an out-of-the-box thinker.
That's a very positive spin. And I agree. I think Attorney General Gonzalez has some value in today's marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd help him out and see if maybe I could find him a little job. So first off, I went to a prominent New York law firm that deals with government matters.
Which law firm?
They were afraid to give their name,
oh.
Seriously, but they work in our office.
They do?
In our building, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, I see that you have sort of a small office in here. What if there was a guy who I could get in 5 days a week? Now, he'd probably need to take up about half of this space, and I think he's used to a salary that's probably like $500,000 at least to start. Is that something that you think you could handle?
No.
Okay, what if I told you he was going to waterboard you if you didn't do it?
I think I would lock my door.
Is that the lawyer who does lean cuisine every day? I think I know who that was.
I know who you're talking about, but it's not that guy.
Okay.
So 0-1 on that one, I'm sorry to say. But we had a feeling this might happen, you know? I mean, it's a down economy. You can't just have a perfect job for you. And with Alberto's past, you know, he can't have a perfect job either. He's going to have to broaden his idea of what an ideal placement for him is.
All right, so where did you go next?
Kinko's. I have a guy who's looking for work, okay? And he's pretty good with documents. He's good at storing stuff, hiding documents, that sort of thing. He's also very good at destroying documents, shredding. Do you guys do a lot of paper shredding?
Yes, we do. That's our machine right there.
All right, this guy might sound good. Now, he does have some troubling things in his past. He is pro-torture. Is Kinko's pro-torture?
I'm not sure about that, but I know he has to go through a test before he, you know, eligible to go here.
Like a lie detector?
Criminal background.
This might not be the right place for him then. All right, thank you, Molly. I appreciate it.
You didn't tell Molly he's bilingual. That might help.
That's true. I didn't sell him as well as I could have.
Still 0-2.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad, Faith.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a tough market, and the guy's just sitting home, you know, watching TV. Then I realized that we could have a place for him.
Like on Fair Game?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's great with emails. Huh. You know how many listener emails we get.
Hey, morefairgame.org, baby.
That's right. Alberto could be totally in charge of those.
Huh.
Yeah, and we wouldn't get angry if he deleted some. He could do whatever he wanted.
You know what? He's also really good at firing people. I could hook him up with HR.
That's true. These are good ideas, okay? And this is why I tried to call the former attorney general and offer them to him.
No, you did.
I did.
Really?
But it's kind of hard to get in touch directly with Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, that's surprising, Brian.
But I did reach his spokesperson, who is Mr. Robert Bork Jr.
Like son of Judge Robert Bork, kind of sad Ronald Reagan nominee to the Supreme Court, Robert Bork?
One in the same. Robert Bork's son, Faith, I'm not kidding, is Alberto Gonzalez's spokesperson.
So beautiful.
Apparently disgrace travels better in twos. But I wanted to speak with Mr. Bork about the exciting openings we had for his client. Here's how it went.
Okay, what's the program again this is going to be on?
The name of the show is called Fair Game.
And what this is, this a talk show, you say?
It's a news and entertainment show. It sort of has some late night variety aspects as well as some sort of CNN news aspects.
So this will be used in the context of what exactly?
Well, we're doing a piece. We read the story in, I believe it was today's New York Times. Sunday's New York Times about the attorney general. So we're just doing a piece, you know, checking in on that story.
My God, my scalp is sweating.
Yeah. If it sounded awkward, it's 50 times more awkward than it sounded. So what I wanted to say next was, listen, Mr. Bork, I know that Alberto Gonzalez has had trouble in the past recalling things. Mm. But if he would commit to being a guest host for us, we'd prepare a full script in advance and he wouldn't have to remember a thing.
He would sit in for me? This was your proposal?
Yeah, that was my proposal for Alberto Gonzalez.
What was the response from Mr. Bork?
Well, I couldn't actually get there because Mr. Bork asked a question that, to be fair, we've gotten before on this program.
Is humor an element of this program?
Humor is at times an element, yes.
So are we going to be making fun of Judge Gonzalez in this segment?
I don't think we'll be making fun of him, no. I think we will
be making humorous comments about the fact that it's been reported that he can't find a job, or is this just going to be a straight news story?
It would not be a traditionally straight news story.
Okay. And I tell you what, I'm not interested in participating.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
It is arguable whether we do humor on the show or not. Some of our listener emails tell us that we don't.
That's so true. Jerry's still out on that one.
thanks for trying. It was his loss. That was nice of you, Brian.
You're welcome.